is a proud co-sponsor of Full Gallop, produced by Brian Wilcox. The play runs through Saturday, October 8th at the Sanctuary at Sandia Plaza in Portland. Full Gallop is a portrait of Diana Vreeland.
Basically, it's you listening to KBOO Portland. If you wanted to add anything, like, you know, legendary anchor info.
What's the name of the show?
Go ahead and say the name if you want to enjoy yourself. Yeah, like the dot on. Intro yourself if that's okay.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis, inviting you to KBOO Portland. Get ready, Portland. It's time for the UBU Hour.
Radio Theater!
On KBOO. Stay classy, Portland.
Thanks. That's fantastic. All right. Thank you so much. That's
yeah, we're going to have a rehearsal here.
Yeah, I know.
Feature presentation.
Stay tuned for more thrilling radio theater right after this urgent message to listeners young and old.
Easy, we can vox in any changes.
Bring the whole family down for an adventure that we won't forget. Here at Jurassic Universe, we have first-rate rides and refreshments, and we have a unique zoo of genetically engineered creatures in our geodesic biodome, where the prehistoric becomes revisioned by the fantastical future.
More like the past fucked in the fart hole by the fantastical future of fucking genetic modification.
At Jurassic Universe, we offer education, edification, entertainment, and a chance to see living things that never before lived in this age. Excitement and wonder and unforgettable times in the garden that time forgot. We're a 1.5 hour drive south of Portland.
One. That sounded more like one half than take one and a half.
One for Oregon's most fantastic theme park.
Shit. Even if you do 90 on I-5 and tear ass on the back roads, it's not an hour and a half.
That doesn't matter. We'll get them to the exit. We'll make sure there's plenty of signage once they're off. Most of them won't turn back.
Anyway, people, that's just a mock-up. We can change any of the variables and easily generate the advertising you need, whether it's radio, print media, or even television. Once you people figure out what you're calling this place...
Hi!
Hi there, listener. Come in. You're late. Let me fill you in on what is happening. Since you opted for this cheaper entertainment device that lacks pictures, thus leaving you blind, let me explain that we are around a big table in the conference room at, well, as you know. We haven't decided on what to call this place quite yet.
We can't finalize anything until you people come up with a name.
That depends. Do we know which names Universal Studios will let us use?
Jurassic anything is a definite no.
That's why we should call it Triassic Park. It sounds similar enough to Jurassic.
Similar enough, they might not let us use that either.
I think we should go with Cretaceous Park.
Cretaceous? It doesn't sound drastic enough.
Yeah, but that's when you had the best dinosaurs. Triassic is just a bunch of amphibians, bugs, and trilobites in some Mesozoic shit swamp.
I'm with you. The Cretaceous was more badass than the Jurassic. Fuck, even T-Rex didn't live in the Jurassic. He lived in the Cretaceous.
Cretaceous doesn't have the same ring. No one will know what it is or even how to pronounce it.
But at least Universal won't jackboot us with their lawyers over it, like calling it Triassic Park.
At least you don't think they will. But how do you know? How do you know they haven't gotten copyright on the entire Mesozoic?
Well, we can't deal with a lawsuit. Do we want to call it Cretaceous or something else? Let's take a vote.
And that was how it began. Cretaceous Park, formerly the Enchanted Wonder Garden Amusement Park. A few rusted rides, a couple of concession booths, and something else. Uncle Monty had bought up the land to set up a lab, and since the park was already there...
The old park? I was thinking we'd dismantle it, Sven.
Why do that, Monty? We can fix it up. Use it as a way to generate income and to show off what we're doing.
That's right. Think of it, Monty. We could turn this into a first-rate spectacle, and at the same time, we'd be promoting the future of the company.
We even drafted a business plan. Take a look.
Interesting.
Even if it doesn't make much money at first, it's also educational. We get the kids excited about the company.
The company has already lost a whole generation to the protesters. We need to capture the next generation, or they'll outlaw all of this. Just like Europe.
Well, then, you think this thing could really take?
Sure.
Fine, Sven, Jill. I think corporate will go along. You guys keep up the good work, and what are you calling it?
Cretaceous Park.
Cree-what?
I wanted to go Triassic, but with those assholes at Universal Studios, we couldn't risk it.
A dinosaur theme. Kids eat up that shit.
Really? Dinosaurs?
Sure, Monty. Weren't you into dinosaurs when you were a kid?
Not really, but you've got dinosaurs?
Of course not. We're scientists, not time travelers. But it will have this. The Garden of Unearthly Delights.
A wall slides back to reveal a window that looks into a jungle landscape. A pair of large reptilian creatures with rhino horns are on the other side of the glass.
A look into the geodesic biodome.
What the? Are those dinosaurs? I thought you said...
Not quite. We call them faux dinos. Those guys are genetically engineered from a rhinoceros and an iguana.
We've cooked up plenty of other wonders.
This is amazing. Anyway, I must be going and... Who's this at the door?
That's our marketing executive. Come in, Corey.
Hi, you guys. Sven, Jill.
And this is Uncle Monty from corporate. You can tell from his fancy suit.
Got to keep Uncle Monty happy or... No more money.
You brainiacs are too much. I'm out of here.
So, Corey, what's up?
I've got the sign done. Here's the prototype. Dade's putting the first one up at the Chernoff. Black iron letters with white center. A more primal version of the Jurassic font.
That looks nice.
Mind if I ask you something?
Who? Me or Jill?
Both of you. Are you really bringing dinosaurs to life?
Well, no. We'd need live dinosaur tissue to do that. No way we can get that.
Not real dinosaurs. We create our own genetically engineered creatures combined from other creatures. And some of them might remind you of dinosaurs.
Live dinosaurs? Not robots. You guys are amazing.
Meanwhile, at the dock to one side, Dade signs in for another delivery.
This one is late. What have we got?
Nothing too big this time, just some spider in a box.
Spider? Let's take a look.
Not like what we usually bring you, just a big fucking spider.
She looks like a Phoenotria, better known as a Brazilian wandering spider. I wouldn't put my hand in there.
What the hell are we doing with it? That thing's 100 times more deadly than a black widow.
Just get it off my truck.
Sven must have had some idea for it. But shit, that thing is a monster. I hope he doesn't get too carried away.
Okay, listener, hopefully you're able to follow things so far. It's a couple of months later. The opening date for Cretaceous Park moves ever closer. A couple of the rides are fixed, but really, will anyone care about that when there's the Garden of Unearthly Delights, the land that time forgot, the geodesic biodome at the center of Cretaceous Park?
For the radio listeners out there, let me describe it. It's a huge dome, several hundred meters high at the middle. Many observation platforms run along much of its base, and let me tell you, it didn't come cheap. We had to pay.
Spare us the details. Let's just say one can see it from a couple miles away, as Leah does as she pulls up the drive and into the parking lot. She climbs out of her car and walks quickly towards the lab area.
What is it, Leah?
You need to go with Corey and fix the sign. Some of the letters have fallen.
I'll get it on the video feed right now.
The P in park slipped upside down. The T and the A got reversed. And the U at the end of Cretaceous?
Got it here. You're right. The U is upside down. Looks like Cretan's dark. The wind must have done that. And look at that. Are we expecting anyone today?
Not that I know of.
Maybe these are our first customers.
But we don't open for another week and a half.
They look at the image on the screen from the video camera across from the sign at the turnoff. An SUV is at the road, stopped at the turnoff. Why don't we go inside the SUV to see what's going on?
Look, Elspeth, there's the sign! C-R-E, the A and the T are upside down. We better tell them the sign needs repairs. I told you this was the right way.
I thought we were lost, Bardrick.
We're never lost, because Lord Jesus looking over us. This must be the turn. Look, okay, everyone, we're almost there.
How are the little ones doing, Evangeline?
They're all watching their Bible videos, Mommy.
Oh, we're probably too late to see the exhibits today. We'll have to wait until the morning.
Are you sure that was the right sign, Bard?
Oh, now you saw the sign, Elspeth. Creationist Park.
I don't think that's what it said.
Oh, now some of the letters are messed up, but it looked like Creationist Park. That's the way the Lord wants it, and they'll need to fix the sign.
I guess you're right.
They ride in silence for several minutes, Bardrick, Elspeth, and their six children. Eventually, the SUV reaches the mostly empty parking lot. They pull up near the front entrance. A man and a woman await them.
Our first visitors, Dade.
What do we tell them, Leah? They're 10 days too early.
No, they came all this way. Let's give them a grand tour. They'll be our beta testers. See if we need to tweak anything.
Shouldn't you run it by Sven and Uncle Monty?
Sven? Sven's not my boss. Hi there, travelers. Welcome to the park. My name's Leah. This is Dade.
Hello. I'm Bardrick James, and this is my wife, Elspeth.
I see you brought the whole family.
Well, not many people here today.
Well, no. We don't officially open until the end of next week. But we can show you around.
Not open? End of next week? But I spoke to Reverend Ellsworth over the phone. Now, he assures me that y'all were...
Come in. That's no problem. There's restroom facilities over there. Concession booths aren't open, but there's a staff kitchen in the back.
This way, children. Who needs to use the potty?
You are actually our first visitors. The rides are turned off, but we can show you what makes Cretaceous Park special.
First visitors? You mean for this summer?
No, the old park closed down decades ago, but we have it completely fixed up.
The old park closed down? Now, Reverend Ellsworth didn't say anything about that.
Well, that person obviously has no clue what he's talking about. Who's this Ellsworth fellow?
The Reverend. I spoke to him over the phone when I made the reservations. We had a very nice talk.
There is certainly no Reverend here at Cretaceous Park, and no reservations until the end of next week.
That doesn't sound right. I spoke to him on the phone 2 weeks ago. Dear Lord, what is that thing?
Radio listener, since you can't see what he's pointing at, I will describe it to you. A reptilian animal the size of a pony, with a very long neck and a small head with knob antlers. The creature, in a pen at the far side of the Welcome Center, glances over at them.
What does it look like?
It looks like a dinosaur.
A sauropod, to be more precise.
But it can't be a dinosaur. Dinosaurs don't exist.
That's correct. It's not a dinosaur. Dinosaurs don't exist, at least not anymore.
Unless you consider that birds are dinosaurs.
That's crazy. Birds are birds, not dinosaurs. But that thing, it looks alive.
It is alive.
It's one of our genetic modifications. Part Komodo dragon and part giraffe. Not a live dinosaur, but something quite similar.
Where did it come from?
It came from here. We made it in the lab.
But that's not right. Only God creates life. I need to call Reverend Ellsworth.
No, people having sex normally create life. But in this case, we helped it along with genetic engineering.
Bardrick!
Ellsworth!
Over there, in that glass case, it's alive! Cover your eyes, children. Cover your eyes. It's alive!
Her face is bone white in fear as she points a shaking finger at a glass case. Inside, a snake with a tiny goat's face and horns slithers closer to the glass and sticks out its forked tongue with a tiny bleat.
Pretty freaky, isn't it? Part snake and part goat.
It's the devil incarnate. It's just pure evil. No! No! Close your eyes, children. Everyone, hold on to each other. This way, to the door, hurry!
They certainly left in a hurry.
I think they had the wrong place. They wanted Creationist Park.
Creationist Park? What's that?
You know, the religious theme park. Next exit up I-5.
A religious theme park?
You know, 6,000-year-old world, the evolution hoax. Maybe even a dinosaur ride to give the kids the experience of the good old days when early man rode and fought dinosaurs.
One exit over? I thought those places were in the south. Sven? Jill? Did you know about this creationist park?
A fundy freak park here? No, I did not.
As an atheist and a scientist, I would prefer not to know that sort of place exists 1,000 miles from here.
But the place does exist. One exit and one county over. Creationist Fun Park was one of a chain of Christian-themed franchised amusement centers for brainwashing impressionable youth, discrediting evolution, and promoting family values and not homosexuality like Disney World and countless others.
Are you serious, Baldrick? That's what you saw?
It was pure evil, Reverend Ellsworth.
Please call me Abner.
It was more than pure evil. They put it in there to ensnare good Christians trying to come here. They are out to destroy you, Reverend Ellsworth, and put this place, your life's work, out of business.
Well, it wouldn't be the first time liberal government thugs would try to do that to me.
You need to understand, Reverend. We all saw it there, didn't we, Baldrick? The devil made flesh on this world. The devil! He sits there and runs the whole thing.
We did see it all. We did see it. We did all of us see it. He looked like a serpent, but his face... Oh, it was no ordinary snake. It was the face of Lucifer. Show them the picture, Elton, that you took with your phone.
Mommy? Daddy? Can we go back to the other place and look at those funny animals?
Now, quiet while the adults are talking. Quiet, or I will spank you.
They've poisoned the minds of our children, Reverend. The evil of the place is so strong, it will lure them in, the young and innocent and pure, lured into its evil like moss to a light bulb. Look at the picture on my phone.
It's just a blur. I can't make out anything. Just what one would expect if this thing was the spawn of Satan. Ambrose, look at this.
For those of you who are listening on the radio and can't see the image on the cell phone taken of the goat snake, it is blurry, no clear details. Whether this is because of the satanic nature of the creature or because the unsteadiness of the photo taker, that would depend on your disposition towards fantastical religious beliefs.
They're not fooling, Abner. I got it on the computer. It's like they've put up an anti-creationist park just half an hour drive from here.
You can't let them get away with this, Reverend.
Gather up some security staff and let's investigate. We might have to raise awareness about this assault on our religious freedoms. Start a protest.
Go ahead. Ask him, Baldrick.
Abner? What is it, Baldrick?
Can we come along? We know how to get there.
We can find it all right if you want to stay here.
No, we want to come along. We've never been to a protest before. We don't live near Planned Parenthood, so we never had a chance to take part in something like this.
We want to take our belief in Jesus to the next level. Reverend, how can one claim to believe if they are not willing to fight for that belief?
Well,
we could use all the help we can get, Abner.
Okay, Baldrick, Elspeth, you can join us. Your kids can stay in the daycare.
That's not fair. We want to go back to the other place, and Mommy and Daddy don't like that place, but we have to stay here and they get to go back.
And there they go. Right now, all you can hear is music, because this is one of those montage scenes where the Reverend gathers up more troops, and then a dozen of them take off in two white SUVs, leaving a few of the wives to help watch the many children in the daycare center.
Excuse me. Let me interrupt here. You really don't have the whole story. The two chief scientists, Sven and Leah, are competing with each other to see who can create the coolest genetically modified dinosaur, GMster.
They're not real dinosaurs, Uncle Monty. How many times do we have to tell you?
And my name is not Monty. My real name is Darren Blythe. But they insist on calling me Uncle Monty because I'm from corporate. Monsanto. I'm responsible for their funding. It wasn't my idea to open up the park. This was supposed to be one of our fauna division labs, nothing more. And now they've taken it to a new level.
On the other hand, you have to admit, Monty, it's a brilliant idea to open it up to the public. What's the point of a contest if no one can watch?
We've got a great game plan to win. Well, you already saw the goat snake in the lobby. It's not as big as their giraffe lizard, but when people get up close and see that horned, goatee face, it blows them away.
Did you see that family of Bible thumpers react to it? They ran out of here so fast. Leah is no match against Sven in this contest.
What about Sven's flying shark with eagle wings? He thought it would be a winged monster to out-pterodactyl a pteranodon. But the poor thing never got off the ground. It flopped around, gasping for breath.
What about your attempts at a unicorn, a fat, very ugly horse with a penis knob in the middle of its face? The thing looked at itself in the mirror and wanted to commit suicide in shame. It was lucky it died so soon.
That's always the problem. Most of them don't even last a week.
Like little kids, they could go on for hours about whose bioengineered monstrosities are the best. But the real test came when the visitors arrived and got the chance to vote on different categories.
Some of those categories, cutest, scariest, most dinosaur-like, and the overall most impressive one, the one that draws the biggest crowds and the tourists, the guests get to decide.
Speaking of tourists, here come some now.
Corey and Dade are at the turnoff. Almost done getting the black iron letter straight on the sign. Two white SUVs come down the road and make the turn to the park.
Don't they know it's not open yet? At least we got most of the sign up. Just need to flip up the P in the park.
Otherwise, the P looks like a D. Cretaceous dark. Maybe we should leave it the way it is. Some of what you Einsteins have cooked up in there is extremely dark.
We leave Corey and Dade to their conversation and instead follow the SUVs up to the 2-mile recently paved road through sloping woods to the parking lot. Bardrick and Elspeth, along with the Reverend and others, climb out.
The doors are unlocked!
Excuse me, can I help you? We're not quite open yet.
Okay, Bodrick, lead us to it.
We interrupt this broadcast for a special bulletin alert. A religious freedom rally has been scheduled at the following site, Cretaceous Dark, 120 miles south of Portland, Oregon.
I've already got the warning picked up by our allies. You're on in 5 seconds, Abner.
Fake amusement park attempts to trick and lure Christians who are going to the nearby creationist park. Here is Reverend Abner Allsworth, chief organizer.
Hello, fellow Christians. We need all able-bodied Christians from the Pacific Northwest and beyond to come and protest this place. This is a new low for the secular left to build this anti-Christian center mere miles from our family-friendly Bible theme park.
You are certainly right about that, Reverend, and you are inside this place right now.
That's right. What we're seeing here is truly evil.
It's over there. Satan is over there.
Surely we're in the pits of hell. Look at that thing.
Careful there. Don't get too close to that glass case.
This is beyond evil, and to put it so close to our beloved creationist park.
We didn't even know about your theme park until earlier today when this couple showed up.
That's a lie! You built this place deliberately to trick and lure in confused travelers headed to our sanctuary. You even call it something similar to Creation Park.
Now who would do such a wicked thing? To play such a horrible trick on the unsuspecting people.
Something like putting one of your pro-life so-called crisis pregnancy centers right next to an abortion clinic, perhaps. But in this case, we didn't even know you existed. It's a coincidence.
How do you know? There are no coincidences in the eyes of the Lord, only good and evil.
I told you, it's over there. Satan!
The asp with the ram's head. That one was my idea. Don't let Sven tell you any different. Where the hell is Sven?
Almost there, Jill. Just keep them occupied.
Ah! It looked at me! Help! Help!
Satan! Ambrose has been possessed!
Watch it! Don't get close to that spider case. Oh. Oh, fuck.
Shit! Someone just knocked over the Phonatria case.
I told you we shouldn't keep it out here.
Ambrose!
Watch out for that spider! Don't let it bite you!
I think it just nipped both of them.
Both the Reverend and Ambrose have been bitten lightly by the huge spider before scrambling away from it. The spider steps carefully through the pieces of broken glass while the human beings spread out to keep away from it.
What a sight! Over a half a dozen average-sized people running away from a spider. Sure, it was a large, hairy spider with a body about an inch and a half and a leg span of 5 inches, but really, this creature weighed a few ounces and it was actually quite comical to watch the people run away from it.
You don't know what you're talking about, Uncle Monty. The Phonotria is the world's most venomous spider.
You've been bitten! You need medical treatment.
No! You stay away from us!
We need prayer. Come on, Flock. Back out to the parking lot to wait for our supporters.
What's going on?
We just got back from fixing the sign. What's up with the people outside?
The Phonotria got out. They knocked over its case.
That spider over there? Why don't you stomp on it?
No! You know how hard it was to get one? And the cost?
That's a Brazilian wandering spider.
What's gonna happen to those two guys who got bit? Are they going to die?
Not everyone who gets bitten dies. But we should try to give them the antidote.
We can't do that if they don't want it. The other symptom from a bite is priapism.
Priapism? What's that? Can't you guys stick with English?
Priapism is a sustained erection that could last for many hours. Like when some croaker overdoses on Cialis.
And that's a bad thing?
Meanwhile,
out in the parking lot, Reverend Allsworth and his right-hand man Ambrose are in great pain.
Oh, maybe we should go to a hospital.
It's the devil's work, I tell you. Look at what it's done.
And to me, too. Abner, what it's done to my loins is even worse than the pain. The devil has a grip on my loins.
What has it done to you? Ambrose? Reverend?
The evil of sin in our loins. Look at what it's done.
Bardrick notices the bulge in the Reverend's slacks. Ambrose has his hands over his groin. Just like God, the devil works in strange and mysterious ways.
The trouble, well, maybe we can do something.
You wait. Their erections will soon become so painful, they'll have to take off their pants.
It'll take these guys a while to figure that out because of their hang-ups with their bodies. Who wants to place bets on which guy goes first? Bad comb-over religious dude or mustard color polyester suit religious dude?
And as sure as the devil has smote this terrible curse on thee, the word of the Lord will prevail.
Like that's going to help. Waving that cross in the air. Don't these idiots know it's the 21st century?
You shouldn't be so hard on them. Sometimes people need something to believe in. Helps them comprehend the world.
That's all fine, but what about when they convince their followers to believe in the wrong things, like climate change is a hoax? They hold up progress.
They don't care if the world gets destroyed. When that happens, they think Jesus will tractor beam them up to the heavens in the rapture, and yet their fiction helps substantiate false beliefs that can actually destroy all of us, if nothing is done about it.
I don't think we're any better than them. Look at what we're doing here.
What do you mean, Leah?
They pretend there is God. We pretend we are God. And most of us don't even believe in that stuff.
We're advancing scientific knowledge for a better future.
Perhaps. But we are also playing God. Doesn't that bother any of you?
Why should it? We get paid decently, and we can pretty much do what we want here.
Someone has to play God, since the real one, if he or she exists, is obviously doing a piss-poor job at it.
Maybe you're right. But we need to think about the moral implications of what we are doing here. Or we're no better than the people out there and their imaginary friend.
Meanwhile, out in the parking lot...
We will bring help, Reverend. We will bring protesters to close this place down. We will burn it to the ground.
The Reverend and another devout man have been stricken by the devil's work. Activists of all faiths, we must come together and fight this evil. Abner, we're documenting all this on our cell phones. Ambrose?
No.
Ambrose, where are you?
Turn off the phones now. Oh, help me, Lord.
No, turn off the phones now. Oh, help me, Lord.
No painful.
An evil so strong as to cause a most devout man to tear off his clothes in shame in public. We must fight.
And then the picture goes black. That's the end of that one. Time for the credits to roll.
That's how you're ending it? That's not a very good ending. No one was even killed by a dinosaur.
Will the religious fanatics stop the place from opening? Will the scientists figure out what they are doing is evil? Will some form of love interest come between a couple of characters to make it more like other dramas?
You mean there's going to be a sequel?
Of course there will be a sequel. Stay tuned to a future Ubu Hour when we bring you Cretaceous Dark, Part 2.
Yes, a sequel. Maybe next month?
I don't know about that. When they get around to it.
This has been the Ubu Radio Drama, Cretaceous Dark, written and produced by Rolf Semperbon. Cretaceous Dark was performed by
Larry,
Bob,
Phonatria,
Phone a Friend,
Leah,
Rolf,
Twilight Callisti,
Arbicours, Orsons,
Randy Saucepan,
Lynn,
President Bernie Sanders.
I'm Randy Saucepan, and my prepositions are of, through, and above.
My name is Flashcard.
Okay.
Listen to the Ubu Hour. Listen to the Ubu Hour. Listen to the Ubu Hour. It's got all you need to know.
Because you're tuned to the Ubu Hour.
Don't change that.
That dial, because
you are tuned to the
Ubu Hour Radio
Theater Show
on KBOO.
Subject will do. You folks there in the audience and those of you peeking in at home, guess along with us, okay? All right.
I'll do it. Get on your knees!
Not over. You're going in tonight.
get moving.
I'll do it.
Get on your knees!
Wilson, you're going in tonight. Get moving.
Can I come in?
Lovely young model, Danielle Reck, agreed to be our decoy. Now, Danielle is not real.
I knew it.
Furami. Are you here, monster?
誰の？
お前に苦しめられた無国の人
々。 Wow, look at that! Both of our contestants have picked the same answer. Let's see if they're right.
I'll do it.
Get on your knees!
You're going in tonight.
You hear, monster?
Get moving.
What are you doing?
What the?
Can't be.
Tebe wa ittai?
Shirayuki.
It's something terrible. You can't even put that in the French movie, but he deserved that, you know.
You gotta go. You're not safe here.
Everything you did.
I don't spend my life to hate the man. I don't like that, but...
I'll do it.
Get on your knees!
You're going in tonight. Get moving.
Evan!
Oh, Evan. Utogami-sama, onari! You gotta go. You're not safe here.
Everything you said. Everything you did.
You know, there's so few people that I have any feeling for. Not just me, you know. Ever since my sister.
It's a lie.
No, it's not true. Not everything.
You have such a close bond.
Hey, be safe.
I'll do it.
Get on your knees!
You're going to die. Get moving.
Now you are.
Hey, you know, Mati!
I fell for you because you weren't like everyone.
Yeah! Emma, I'm gonna make this right.
Here's my partner.
You don't know what that is.
I'll do it.
Get on your knees!
You're going in tonight.
Are you here, monster?
Get moving.
What? Oh, Christ.
What you doing?
I know this is going to sound weird, but...
Does your ex-husband make a habit of standing guard after it?
Maybe throw clothes in the dryer just for, like, 2 minutes.
Why is always following me?
We have some extra ropes. I'll go get them.
Thank you. What is so terrible, you know, is his persistence. He says that we can work it through, but... I don't want to work it through. Sometimes there are no solutions.
What are you doing here? Can't be here.
We have so many records. So we just have to call. Thank you, company. Hi.
It's fine. What are you doing here? Can't be here.
Whoa.
You used
my turn. Wait, I got an idea.
What?
Why don't I go downstairs? I'll get in the car. Huh? I'll drive around the block. And I'll park. And then I'll come back through the back. back entrance. I'll pretend to leave.
I'll do it.
Get on your knees.
I
want to
see it.
You're going tonight.
She's so pretty.
Get moving.
She's pretty. You're a lucky guy.
Yeah, I certainly am.
I'm sorry. Okay, I'm so sorry.
Come in.
You gotta go. You're not safe here.
Everything you said.
She's so crazy. She got so angry with me when I'm with anyone except for her. Was with my husband.
You gotta go. You're not safe here.
Everything you said, everything you did. And so she's very, doing very bad.
Look, why don't I leave?
No. Please, stay with me.
Sakari no tsuita nora inu mitai ni. Gya gya, wameku nja nee zo.
About what? Sex?
No, I mean, sort of being sort of open about that.
About what? Sex?
No, I mean, yes.
Yeah.
Heaven!
Just sex. That's a lie.
No, it's not true. It's not everything.
Are you here, monster?
Sex?
No, I mean...
Just
being so open about that.
You gotta go. You're not safe here.
Everything you... About what? Sex?
No, I mean...
Everything you said. Every... About what? Sex? Everything you did.
No, I mean...
About what? That's a lie.
No, it's not true. It's not everything.
I look so terrible, I think.
I
have such a headache. I've had too much mama poops last night.
A little.
Philip, thank God.
Right.
You know, I fell for you because you weren't like everyone else. I think I would feel better. I have no more of these pills. Could you get me some at the drugstore? You know where is Bay Street?
Yeah.
Emma, I'm gonna make this right.
79, 89.
You don't know what that is.
Hello, I want to report a murder. A man, about 25, black. I saw it just now through my window. I live in the apartment across the courtyard. 36 Hamilton.
You gotta go, you're not safe here.
Everything you said.
We can't discuss it now. A man is bleeding to death. Yeah, right away. Bye.
20 minutes away. So are you guys, what do you guys do? I mean, are you...
I'm coming. Everything you did. It's a lie.
No, it's not true. Not everything.
Dominique?
Yes,
Tokukomate. Takemura Kobe. Doshite? Sayonara.
What's wrong?
Oh, Emil, thank you for coming, but everything is fine now, and I get dressed and go out.
What happened? What are you doing here? Can't be here.
Oh, well, this morning I felt those pain, you know.
What happened?
I'm sorry, okay? I'm so sorry.
What's wrong?
Oh, Emil, thank you for coming, but everything is fine now, and I get dressed and go out.
What happened?
I'm jealous. You gotta go. You're not safe here.
Everything you...
Especially when you're only there for 24 hours. You really make the most of it.
Yeah. Everything you said. Everything
What's wrong?
You did.
Oh, Emil, thank you for coming, but everything is fine now, and I get dressed and go out.
That's a lie.
No, it's not true. It's not everything.
I'll do it. I'll do it.
Get on your knees!
Get moving.
We make the most of it. Sex with boundaries isn't really sex. If our bodies are capable of doing it, then we were meant to. Right?
Can't be here.
You used me.
I'm sorry, okay? I'm so sorry.
Just being so open about that.
You gotta go. You're not safe here.
Everything you said, everything you did.
Saw it happen. Actually saw it happen.
Calm down, calm down. Now you just go back.
About what? Sex?
No, I mean... Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a lie.
No, it's not true. It's not everything.
Now you just go back to your apartment and relax.
And watch you walk off.
I wanted to be someone else.
Evan. Hi, Evan. Can I use your bathroom?
Of course. It's down the hall on the right.
Hey, guys.
Just a minute.
Evan.
Evan. See, all the time on the television show, the scene of the evil criminal and the policeman, and the policeman knock on the door, and the criminal, he asks about, you know, what you have asked me, the search warrant.
I don't know any of this.
Well, I'm pretty good.
But you have not said to me, open in the name of the law. You have not said that.
Not a
Hey, damn it, are
you here,
your knees. I'll do it. I'll do it.
Get on your knees.
You're going in tonight. Get moving.
Come on, just...
Fix that for you if you want.
It's all right, I got it.
Dude, you're wasting your time talking to her.
It's wrong.
She doesn't understand English. Just give her the napkin.
It doesn't feel wrong.
Yeah? Good, because I am pissed.
Yeah, sure. Whatever. So anyway?
I'd like us to go in.
Yep.
Nice. 75 for a straight buck, 50 for a BJ, and 25 for a pump and run.
Are you attracted to me?
What?
Are you attracted to me?
Show me what you got.
You give me indications that you are.
Where are you hauling?
How?
Microexpression. The way your eyes.
Lucky you.
The wig, too.
The way you hold my gaze.
So we gonna get started here or what?
Just pull it out! It's too heavy! It's too heavy! Pull it out, Henry!
I got it, Mitch. I can fix that for you if you want.
We were together.
Let me love you, Claire.
Sometimes at night, I'm wondering if you're watching me on the cameras.
That's incredible.
And I hope you are.
Hey. If you have any second thoughts, it's normal.
Now your micro-expressions are telegraphing discomfort.
I'm here alone, and I can't sleep.
I am not sure you'd call them micro.
This isn't normal, okay? Nothing about this is normal. Where's
but
my I gun?
Make you feel uncomfortable.
Would you just stop for 1 minute?
Look, Noah.
Hey, I'm, half asleep. Do you want to wake me up?
What we did wasn't...
I do. Come on, tell me.
I wasn't thinking clearly, okay? I got swept up in the moment. I was vulnerable, and you are very...
Well...
Come on, just tell me what you were gonna say.
Well, I just...
You're very sweet, and it was flattering.
I was just saying, I want to learn everything about everything. I want to eat it all up. I want to discover myself.
But I...
Yeah,
so much.
I want that for
you. Don't. This might be a really weird thought. What if you could erase from your mind that you'd ever seen a human body and then you saw that?
God damn it!
Actually, I don't think that's true. Can you give an example of consciousness at any level, human or animal, that exists without a sexual dimension?
Look, it wasn't more than that, okay? I was feeling vulnerable and...
How can you say that? Last night was so perfect.
Because it's true.
Imagine how strange it would look. It'd be this really weird, gangly, awkward organism and you
think... If you're gonna exist, why not enjoy it?
Why are all these parts where they are?
And an answer to your real question.
Yeah, but there's probably some Darwinian explanation for it all.
I know, but don't be so boring. I'm just saying.
And in time, you're gonna see it too.
You bet she can fuck.
I'm trying to imagine what toilets would look like.
Go.
Yeah, and what about what anal sex would look like?
What? You engage him in the right way.
That's an interesting thought.
Creates a pleasure response.
Hey, look at the...
My real question was...
This isn't normal, okay? Nothing about this is normal.
Mom, we caught seven trout.
What's
going on?
Okay. How are you?
No guarantees.
Good.
I get it.
Okay.
Really?
We're looking for something. Hidden at the bottom of the wardrobe. At the back, in a drawer.
Okay, you ready, Mom?
Just pull it out! It's too heavy! It's too heavy! Pull it out, Henry!
I got it.
I can fix it.
I'm probably faking it, sorry.
Okay.
And you are... I'm...
Amazing. Sweet.
No.
Natural. No. Sexy.
Are you falling in love with him?
So sexy.
A little more carrot, Captain Donahue. Hey.
Nothing about this is normal.
This has been the Ubu Hour, coming at you every first Monday at 11 p.m. here on KBOO. But have no fear, because there is radio theater every Monday at 11 p.m. Tune in next month when the Ubu Hour brings you...
Title of work to be announced at a later date.
If you want to hear other Ubu Hour radio theater shows, you can go to www.kboo.fm and look for Ubu, spelled U-B-U, Hour.
This isn't normal, okay? Nothing about this is normal. Where's my coat?
Tiki Cha-Cha Club Club. And here we are again with another edition of that wacky cha-cha. It's the tacky cha-cha. You want to stand up and tell me that again? Or it's the tongue-in-cheeky cha-cha club. Be as it was and will be. So it shall be written, so it shall be done. It's the Tiki Cha-Cha Club. From the corner of Calacala Boulevard and Bourbon Street, in a little Spanish village, a small discotheque on the